Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And today is my
birthday! She got the birthday hair.
Birthday wig.
Oh, I love it. Look, the nails to match. Take this. Oh, my girls be having.
Because okay, the baby hairs are a little ghetto. I am getting used to it, but I do like the color. I like the color.
I love it. It is so cute. Really? You look like a real bad B-I-T-C-H. I don't want to curse because my mom's so in here.
Oh, yes. Miss Cynthia is in the building.
She's going to be in the next episode, you guys.
Yes. But we're filming two episodes today, mm-hmm. So if you're wondering why you see this red wig twice.
Honestly, it is really cute. You going to take it off after what?
Maybe I like that better, like in the back. I just don't like wigs. Like, they feel bulky on my head. I feel like I have a helmet on under here, like, you know?
So I bet you'd be protected if you fall.
Bang, bang. No, did you know that there was a woman who actually got shot by a stray bullet and her wig actually saved her life? I will never forget this story. Every time I have a weave, really? A wig, anything, I feel protected.
What type of bullet was that? A BB gun?
That wig was sewn down.
That baby has some hair on her.
No, for real.
I love it. I think it's so cute.
Maybe if I feel like it's too big, I'll curl it or something.
So then I honestly think you're tripping. I think it looks cute.
All right, thank you.
I came back to the bob. I went a little shorter.
Yeah, you
I can
see.
Only see the little Pleakley or Edna.
Did you cut it?
Stiff wear.
Did you cut it?
Stiff wear.
You cut it?
Yeah, I cut it.
Oh,
somewhere.
My God.
But
I knew you were.
I mean, honestly, once you get a bob, you're a little addicted. You, instead of taking that out, get a red bob afterwards. Oh, my God. Twinsies.
Really? You
think? Yeah, that would be hella cute.
I mean, we can.
And then you know how you could style it? You could have those two little buns and the swoop. I want to do that, too.
I love how you just have the hairstyles planned.
I be sending her pictures of how I think she should do her hair. And then one day she sent me a picture back of me. And it was me when I had my weave messed up. And she's like, I'll never take hair advice from you. I was like, why are you taking that picture like that?
Yeah, I know. I'm
but
sorry,
no, so you are seeing this on Winter's birthday.
Yes.
So
April 24th, y'all.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Show how old love, am I turning? I'll be honest. I'm turning 31.
Wait, are you?
Yes, I'm turning 31. Damn. How old did you think I was turning?
I don't know.
You were just at my 30th birthday, which is a big birthday. How old did you think I was turning?
I don't know. My age. 30,
20-ish, 35.
No, I am
yet.
Not 35.
Not quite there yet. Yeah, it's weird. I'm not going to lie. It's weird because, like, when you turn 30, it's like, oh, my goodness, my 20s are older. And then you turn 31, and it's like, oh, no, they're for real over. Like, we're not going back from here. We're just going to continue to age. I am blessed and thankful to actually be able to experience aging, and that's how I want to start looking at it. And I am blessed to have the funds to get Botox and work done if I want to get it. So, you know, it's cool. It's not that bad.
To age gracefully and also medically.
Right, yes. That is how I plan on aging, 100%.
I feel the exact same way, honestly, though. But, yeah, it is another year. I'm excited for what the future holds in store for you. Yeah. What do you want this new year to be for you?
Sorry.
Less
grow
childish.
Up. Yeah, grow up. I don't know, honestly. I haven't thought about it because it's not, like, such a – crazy birthday as 30. Like, you know, when you turn 30, it's like, these are my 30s.
You know, I literally had a
mental breakdown
at 29. I broke up with Evan like 3 times.
You
know,
it
was too much going on. I was like, oh my God, this is too much. Mm-hmm. But
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like, I am in a relationship. I do kind of want a baby. I'm not going to lie. I do kind of want a baby. But then I was watching this Sex in the City episode because they have it up on Netflix now.
The images was old and like they was going through
they
it at like 33.
They remind me of us,
yeah,
though.
I'm telling you. They'd be like.
Like they go through the same
the
thing
same
that
things.
We're going through now. So it's kind of cool to. I didn't really watch it when I was younger, but it's cool to watch it at this age because we're similar ages to how they are on the show. So they're going through all the stuff we're going through now.
And you know what's funny? When they did the, what's it, when they bring the recap in? Or like they bring like the, what's it called?
What?
When reboot or something?
Oh,
reboot.
Uh-huh, reboot.
They were still old and single. I was like, I need a better
hold on.
I need a happy end. I need a better happy ending after that. Like I can understand being 32 and like dealing with them, you know what I'm saying? Like I can understand that. But I'm like, I want to see my happy ending. I don't want to still be struggling.
Right, like happily ever after.
Exactly.
But no, I think some of them like ended up married. And, well, don't tell me.
Yeah.
I'm only on season one. And I have not watched it all, so I don't want to know.
Miranda's gay.
No. Oh, I could have told you that. I'm only on season one.
Literally.
No, but so it's oh yeah, I feel like I'm going through that stuff. I do feel like I kind of want a baby, but then I just watched this episode and they like go to their friends. The girl who was pregnant actually reminded me of you because she used to be like the life of the party, crazy, jumping on tables. And then she was like off pregnant and then she tried to like pop up to a party with all her friends and stuff. And she was like, what guys? I'm still cool. I can still party. I can still do it. And I was like, this is definitely some shit that Shy would do. Be like, no,
I'm bringing
my
baby to the brunch. I am.
Right.
Yeah, I know me and my kid coming through.
That's cool. I mean, I love babies. I love when people bring their kids, but you know that's hard for them. Yeah. They be like, I don't want to bring this little rodent.
I want to be out and about. So you want a baby. Every time you say you want a baby, it's never anything new. You've been saying that for years.
I've been saying I want a baby for years and still haven't had one. And then sometimes I really don't want a baby because that's just too much responsibility.
I love the red. Loving it. Mommy, you like it?
Thank you.
It's so cute.
Thank you. I'm liking it. Thank you. Love the bob. My real hair, my natural hair. Oh, some people did comment that. Thank you guys, because that was a confidence booster. Because I don't wear my natural hair unless I like put it in a bun or do it. Like, you know, like I don't just like wash and fluff and go. So that's a good thing.
We're on this topic.
Wait, we should also tell them that while you guys are watching this, we are currently in Japan.
Literally,
we
were just about to say
really?
That. While we're on this topic of her getting her hair done for Japan, we are going to be uploading a lot of... I could say that next episode. While we're on this topic, basically, we will be in Japan while you're seeing this. So head on over to our Patreon. We're going to be filming footage in real lifetime. I'm bringing my computer. I'm bringing my hard drives. I'm bringing everything so we could upload. If we're not too lit, we will be editing and uploading by the end of the night. Hopefully. Or early
in the
morning.
I hope we are too lit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Oh, no, but we have time, though, because we have a 3-hour train ride when we leave Tokyo and go to Kyoto.
So
we have time. So
head on over to the link. Whatever, Dropbox, it will be somewhere and you will see it. Up here. Head on over to there because we will be recording in real life time. So don't be like, where's the content?
I'm excited for Japan. Like, we leave in the morning, technically. Mm-hmm. We're there while you guys are watching it, but we leave in the morning now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like...
I haven't even packed.
I know. She hasn't packed. I'm not packed either. I don't have, like, my suitcase out, but I have a couple things in mind that I'm going to bring. So.
So, while we're here doing that, how was your week?
It was... cool. It was all right. I went to Florida. I went to Florida to see my boyfriend. Oh my God, I just told y'all where I went. Whatever.
Oh!
I didn't even really realize. I don't really care anymore.
We can edit this.
I went to Florida to see my boyfriend because...
So, Google all the teams that play in Florida. No, right. I'm just kidding. Who does?
Yeah. I won't say his team, but y'all can figure it out.
At this point.
Yeah. But he bought a house out there, so I had to go see and put my stamp of approval on it.
She said, no more brown cabinets.
And what did he do? Buy a house with some brown cabinets. But I like the house, though. The house is very interesting. Like, it's an interesting house. He's, like, going to leave everything up to me as far as, like, decorating and
which
designing.
Which is good. As long as you have creative control, that's
fine. Yes, I do have creative control, but I'm also like, I ain't your wife. Like, this is a lot of work. Like, you know, but... like, you know what I thought
honestly,
about?
Don't get caught up in that that doing girlfriend things.
Yeah, that's what I thought about.
Wife titles for girlfriend. Yeah, exactly.
I thought about that when Caleb was like, I helped him decorate his whole house. And I was like, ooh.
My mom literally brought this up. Okay.
Open your Truly? Oh, it's open.
It's already open. Why are you always? I hate when
because I'm drinking. Literally, I want you to drink with
she's
me.
She's that friend that will literally monitor your drinking. And I'm the friend who will chug. You don't got to
worry
about.
Which is funny because I just watched one of our episodes while I was getting my hair done. And you were like, take the shot.
I don't remember that. But for the most part. Yeah. No, yeah. My mom literally brought up when Kayla said that the other day because we were talking about me and Evan were obviously talking about marriage and stuff like that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he got kind of quiet on the subject about it and embarrassed me in front of my mom.
Oh, y'all talked like, about it in front of them?
In front of mommy, yeah.
That's it was a lot of pressure.
Okay, it is, but I don't care. Yeah. Okay, so it is a lot of pressure?
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
This. Yeah, but he was just, I'm like, we've been together 3-4 years at this point. Like, you should be more confident in your demeanor towards it.
Yeah.
But he would like, so I kind of was a little embarrassing. I was just like, I was embarrassed. So I reacted embarrassingly. Like I reacted like, you know, a little aggressive. I was just like.
Wait, so what did he say though?
We were just kind of just talking about it. Look, she's probably disapproving that we're even talking about this right now. But she is. But we were talking about other things too. He had just woken up. So it was just a lot going on. And you know, you can't have too many discussions with somebody when they're just waking up. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about Thanksgiving, other stuff, and like my mom, my parents meeting his parents or whatever, basically.
Because they haven't met yet, right?
Yeah, they haven't met yet. And my mom was like, that's something you do when you about to propose, when you getting married. That's true. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. So literally, she was saying that on the phone, and I was like, yeah, Evan, how do you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? No. And so it was just literally
I don't feel like that's that much pressure. It's just a funny little tease.
It was funny, and that's what I told mommy. It was funny. No, mommy, I don't want to hear it. And because literally... So then from there, he was just like, And so I got pissed off. I was just like, okay, obviously my mom wants to hear a little more than the man that she's been like.
You know? Or at least we will definitely talk about it.
Yeah.
Something.
What did he say? He said something. What did he say? He was like, I don't even know what's going on, right? Oh, yeah. He said, when the time is right, we'll to have that, you know, like our discussion. Mm-hmm. Something. It was cool. It wasn't enough for me. So I was just like.
How long will you be in a relationship before you get proposed to?
Oh, that's hard. And this is why
hard question.
This is a hard question. I'm not staying in a relationship, no, 7-10 years. And then I'm like, that's a lot of time wasted. And that's why she brought up Kayla. 5 years, honestly, mm-hmm. the most is the longest for me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we're grown. You know what I'm saying? We're in our 30s. Like, you should know by now. You didn't been around and about a few different women.
Yeah.
And I've been with a few different men to know what I want in a relationship. Yeah. So it's like, what's taking you so long at this point? But I'm not what's taking you so long with him, because I understand both of our situations are different right mm-hmm, now. Mm-hmm. We are still long distance.
But also, yeah, it's like you guys don't live in the same state.
Exactly. And like, so those are the things. He's more logical than me. And he's just like, I want us to live together. And I'm like, I don't want to move to New York without a...
I don't think y'all need to live together before. Y'all already have that time where you guys kind of do halfway live
exactly.
together.
So that's why I'm like, I don't want to move to New York without a little bit more commitment. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just pack up and go.
I don't
exactly.
think
it does not make sense
because
to me.
It's moving so far. I would move if I was engaged. You
know
what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think as a man he realizes that. Yeah. He's asked me to move to New York like 5 times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every 3 months it's like, and now he's like eased up since we've been doing mm-hmm. this. But before, he was like, you just bartending. You ain't modeling no more. I'm mm-hmm. like, first of all.
I mean, that's true. I do get it. But like, your life is here. So it's like, it's not just like, oh, it's easy for me to pack up because like, I don't have a job
exactly.
here. All my friends are here.
Exactly.
And you have a job here.
Exactly. Like, so it would not make any sense for me to up and leave and like figure out our situation while we move. And so that's what I mm-hmm. like. After I was aggressive. I was like, you're embarrassing me in front of my mom. You need to grow the hell up. You know, mm-hmm. just saying stuff like that. And then we ended up talking about it that night. And he said that me and your mom, he was on the phone. He was like, me and your mom have already talked about this. And I'm like, well, I need to know.
Right.
So whatever. So mommy, you know, had her little motherly conversation with me afterwards and was like, you're a grown woman. Those are things that you should not mm-hmm. discuss in front of anyone.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So we talked about it. And
I get, yeah, because it is kind of quite a bit of pressure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know you said it in a light kind of
way. I did say it lightheartedly and he mm-hmm. was like, and I'm like, you're dumb?
Yeah.
Speak up.
But also, everybody's timing is different because you're saying like, oh, you wouldn't go past 5 years. But like the way that the relationship, like you guys started 3 years ago. So it just, you can't really put a timing on it. For me now, I probably would say 3 years from where I'm at.
Exactly.
You know, going forward. But like you guys started 3 years ago. So I do understand. But I would at least want to be engaged. I'm
exactly.
not gonna lie.
That's the same way I feel. And I think when I spoke to like a few of my cousins, they were like, a man, he's asking you to move out there multiple times. To them, that's the engagement stage.
But that's
not
I hate that because, you know, we've talked about this. We talked about this on the last episode, how like people act like being in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship is being like engaged to get married.
Yeah.
And I don't agree. I think that you get boyfriend and girlfriend to mm-hmm. see if you want to take that step. Then you get engaged because you want to take that step. Like, I'm not about to like live with you to see if
yeah,
maybe,
I don't agree
like,
with that
no.
either. It's like, what are you, trial and error me right
yeah,
now?
No.
For white material, I don't agree with that either. And then people, I think automatically when they get engaged, they're like, all right, I mean, you're supposed to, I guess, traditionally supposed to start planning as soon as you get engaged. But like mm-hmm. some people take their time with marriage and engagement.
To,
and you know what
exactly,
I'm saying?
Exactly. You don't have to get married right away. Like
yeah.
I think that like if I was to get married in a year and a half, 2 years, I would want like a year engagement. Like that's cool.
Yeah,
you
I agree
know what
too.
I mean? But I mean, if I was with somebody for hella long, then like we could speed this process.
But a year, huh, mommy? A year to plan your wedding, though. So it might be like 2 years. Like some people, it really just depends. All right, you got one more interruption.
No, but yeah, I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying. I mean, honestly, my boyfriend has already talked to me about like, I know I want to marry you. Like,
yeah,
blah,
and
Emma
says the
and
same
like, that's
thing.
Cute.
That's cute. But it's just like, all right, where is those stepping stones towards it? And then when I have people ask those questions, you should be more than assertive mm-hmm. about it. To me, that's what I would say. I was just more so like, annoyed mm-hmm. at the but other than that it was good. We ended up talking about it and like settling and he was just like, you know, you're the love of my life, I want to be with you forever. And I was like, well, I need a little I'm letting you know right now, I ain't moving out there without a bit of commitment. So now we on that same page, so we'll see where it goes from there.
I like that. I love that a lot. I mean oh, I forgot what even topic we were on. Looking at the house.
Oh, yeah.
How did we get? We get so far off track.
Sorry,
so
did
much.
I interrupt?
No.
Oh, I have a question.
What?
So this is, you know how you always say you have, what's it? What do you think you have?
Autism.
This is the question. What is similar with the numbers 2 and 7?
2 and 7?
What's similar about 2 and 7?
They're both, oh, wait, no, 2 is even. 2 and 7, You about to say something dumb.
Just no. What's your real legitimate answer? This is
what is the same as 2 or 7?
What are 2 and 7 have in common?
They're not my favorite number.
I'm just kidding.
No, I don't know.
She might be autistic because the answer of neurodivergence or whatever it is that they're both numbers. So if you didn't think automatically that they're both numbers, then you're autistic.
I didn't think that.
You're autistic. And they said I was autistic too, but I don't believe
it. I'm crying. I was like,
God damn, not me failing the autistic test. I mean, right. Passing it.
Right.
But no, you went to Jackson. Had
told
the
you. You
what?
No, yeah, so went to see my boyfriend's new house, whatever, decorate, but like, I'm not gonna lie, we've been going through kind of a rough patch. I'm not gonna put all the business out there. He doesn't really want me to talk about, you know, our rough patches in detail.
Oh yeah, I don't want you to talk about
whatever,
the rough patch either.
But I mean, we're just like, we're going through those growing pains. We're getting close to a year, and it's like, you know, you really got to go through those things and like get to know people and how they are in every situation. Yeah. But I mean, I'm excited because like it still is a new beginning. I'm ready for the season. I'm excited. I hope I can make some friends out there.
Yeah. Sunbeams.
Yeah. And it was just like, honestly, like going to Florida was such a better vibe than the last team that he played for, because there's just more to do.
Yeah.
It's warm outside. It's just a better, like, it's just a better vibe, and I'm excited. So yeah, pretty much.
What I will say about, you know, those growing pains is that what I pay attention to most is how someone argues when y'all are dealing with that. Like, if you still have respect for me, if you still are kind in the midst of an argument, I feel like you can get through anything. You know what
I'm saying? See, I am the one who has that problem. I have a problem with, you know how I am when I'm mad.
Yeah.
When I'm mad, and we just had this conversation, we got into this big ass argument, and like, I tend to hit people below the belt when I'm angry, like my partners. Like, you get what I mean? With my friends, not so much because, yeah, my girl, we locked in. But my man, I might go too far.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was like, when you get mad, like, you just say crazy shit. And it's crazy to me because I really be holding back. Like, I could say a lot worse. And I have said a lot worse to partners in the past. Like, I've gone way too far in arguments. But that's because when I grew up in a very toxic, argumentative household where you would say the craziest shit. Like, my mom would say the craziest shit to me.
Yeah.
And when I was in relationships, why are you laughing? When I was in relationships, like, we would go hella far below the belt, like way, like to hell. We taking it to hell.
Taking it to hell.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying to grow out of that, and like, it's hurtful for me because like, I'll feel guilty. Like, you know,
at
I
least
feel
you
bad.
Feel guilty about
it. Yeah, I'm like, I have such a great, kind, like, loving man. He's like very aware with his emotions, and he's amazing. This shit got me buzzed.
I'm crying. It's 8%.
Right. I'm like, God damn.
Truly sponsor us. We need some more sponsors, because obviously
over here slurring though.
But that's good.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is communication. Willing to talk out the issues and like be mature about it is,
because my previous relationships have taught me that, and now I go into like, I've never was below the bill. I never wanted to do that. That's why I probably would raise a fist every now and again. And I had to learn how to get out of that because, you know, like, I don't, like, because I am adamant about not hitting below the belt, not hurting someone with my words. I've never, I don't ever want to disrespect anyone or make them feel, because I feel like this is a warped way of thinking, but I just feel like words, because I replay words. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am very affirmations of words, like, all that type of stuff. So words hurt me.
That's how he is, too.
Words really will hurt me. I will think about something you said for a year. You know what I'm saying? So I have always tried to like step around that, and then I do a two piece, and then that's where
so
I had to learn.
You ain't toxic. So you a different level.
I'm extremely toxic, and I understand that. And I know, you know, honestly, I had to learn how to like, and like, I'm, you know, I had
you're
to learn
still
how to get
learning.
Away from that.
You're still learning.
I told you about how my ex held my hands and made me beat myself.
Oh. Look,
he was like, I'm sick of this. He was like, pum, pum. And then childish enough was like, stop hitting yourself. And I was so mad, I could not unball my fist. I still was like this the whole entire time. Literally. Oh, and how I headbutted him that one time. After he wouldn't let my fist go, I was like this. Ah!
Okay, maybe we shouldn't tell people that.
All right, let me
that she's that. As abusive as she is. She's working on it, y'all. She's getting better day by day.
I'm cutting that all out. No. I'm just kidding.
But let's get into these topics.
No, no, no.
Man.
I haven't told you my week.
Oh, I thought you told me your week. I thought your week, your marriage thing was.
Oh, that wasn't my week.
Oh, go ahead, baby boy. Go ahead.
My week was my dad was in town. Oh, my mom was here. My dad's birthday was 420. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen all of my dad's stories. Every single year they come to LA to celebrate because weed is legal out here, and my dad has been rolling joints all my life. Like, I tell that story about how when I thought I was in kindergarten, I went to school telling everybody my dad was, like, rolling cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny? My sister had the same exact story. I was like, I literally was bragging to people saying that my dad rolled his own cigarettes. And all this time when I became an adult, I was like, these are joints.
Yeah.
This is weed.
I grew up with a family who smokes weed, too. Yeah. So I used to always think it was normal.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was, like, illegal or anything. So I'm like, I got older and was like, okay. And my dad is, like, currently, never mind, you ain't gonna raid our place.
Yeah, let's keep those deeds to ourselves.
So that happened. Yeah, that was for the most part.
That's cute.
So I just been being a hostess. Family with the time. Again. Family time.
Muy importante.
I went out with my. I went out with one of my friends, and this what brings up to one of the.
Yeah, she got a little spicy tea for me that I don't know yet, so I'm excited. I'm excited for this. She's already told me the names ahead of time, so y'all don't be jealous that I know the names and you don't.
Yeah. So I went to a birthday dinner with one of my friends recently, and we had a good time. We had a blast. We had an absolute ball. So it was fun. Like, I didn't realize that one of my friends got extremely drunk.
Can you tell me who? Okay.
So...
She was extremely drunk.
Extreme, like, and I didn't really, was handling it very well, very cordial, like, just keeping it together very well. So
she was holding it together.
Yeah, holding it together. And one of our other friends, like, a group of our other, like, our other friends had a hosting. So they were doing the hosting, and we were going to go there afterwards. Mm-hmm. So while my friend is, like, in the car with the other girls who are doing the hosting, and I'm in a separate car driving with one of my other friends, she gets extreme. She's like throwing up in the car. So they're like, oh no, we're going to take you home.
She's throwing up in her friend's car.
Throwing up in the friend's
car.
Who
has the hosting?
Yes, who has the hosting. Throwing up in the car, who has the hosting. Mm-hmm. So from there, they're like, oh no, we're not going to go to this hosting. We're just going to take you home.
Yeah.
So they're like, it's like 5 minutes from the hosting spot. So they're dropping her off at her house. She gets out of the car. Mm-hmm. Face plant.
No, what happened?
Face plant. Full face plant. Blood everywhere. Gushing, bloody face from here to here. Literally.
Oh, my God. She, oh, my God.
Scared. So this is what made me want to talk about this, because we wouldn't have known a thing unless
Nobody saw her?
So no. Fall? But they didn't have our number. So she was knocked out. Knocked out for the count. Couldn't open her phone. Couldn't do anything. Was lit. Like,
she was knocked out?
Like, literally, like, they had to pull her back into the car and bring her to the emergency room. And the girl that was with her did not have any of our numbers. So this is why I'm bringing this up. The girl who was with me.
Yeah.
Was like, why is her location at the hospital? We're calling, we're trying to figure out where, like, the club is at or whatever, because it was like, this don't look like the club spot. So she's like, why is her location at the hospital? So I'm like, okay, let's just put two and two together. I'm like, let's just go to the hospital just to see real quick. If ain't nobody there, we just gonna call it a night. You know what I'm saying? So I just say that because I'm driving. I'm like, let's just go there and see. So she gets out of the car. We drive to the hospital because it's not that far. So we drive to the hospital. She's like, I'm like, just go see. We probably, you know, just overreacting or whatever. Thankfully, we go there from the location, and she's like, Shy, you got to park. I'm like, why? She's like, she's in a wheelchair, passed out, throw up all over her body, like blood from here to here. When I tell you my heart dropped, to cry. She was with, and this.
I go, but she wasn't alone.
She was, no.
Okay.
They weren't, no, she was alone, not with the two people who had the hosting. And that's the second part that I wanted to bring up. But the first part was me saying that I wanted y'all to know, because the last thing was left off of me having my location off. Winter has had it.
I have had her location.
She's had my location.
For about like 2 months now.
For 2 months. And she hasn't used and abused it yet. She does randomly ask me questions like what I got from the mall. And I'm like... How do you know that?
No, but I like having the location because it saves me from even having to talk to you even more. Because usually I'll call you and be like, hey, where are you at? What you doing? Yeah. I don't have to ask her what she's doing. I already know.
She just asked me what I get from the mall instead. So,
like, if I just check her location, I see she's at home. I'm like, oh, she's just chilling at home.
So that was such a blessing. That's why I wanted to bring that up, because it's such a blessing that.
And you should share your location with your friends. With you someone. Never know what can happen.
You never know what can happen and what can go on, because I literally did not expect.
But
who
had her location?
We're gonna
So I don't know her, but I know of her.
Yeah, so she had a location, and that was good. And I feel like we had our locations a while ago, but She had a location. We go in there, and I'm like, where is the girls that you were with? Because mm-hmm. there was only one girl who we didn't know that well who was in the car with her. So she had none of our numbers. So she was ass out. Couldn't even get her to open her phone. Like, she just did not know anything. So
how was she that drunk?
Literally, I think
she
did not even look that drunk. She just cried a little bit. Like, in the beginning. So I'm like, you know, people emotional, they give a good speech and they cry a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, it's cool. Did not look, she was handling it well. So thankfully we get there. We tell everybody else. Next thing is, where are the two girls you was riding with?
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted to ask you, because you are of influence. You do have hostings and do things like that.
Not anymore. I don't.
Yeah, but like, if that were to be a thing and you had a lot of money online, what would you have done if that was me in that situation?
My best friend? Yeah. I'm not fucking leaving you.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
A 100%. Hospital situation? Yeah. Absolutely not. Like, I understand if I got to take your ass home, drop you off, make sure you tucked in the bed. Yeah. I got to go make this money. But the hospital? No, I'm sticking with you. I'm sticking by your side.
So here's the thing. Here was the dilemma that a lot of people thought. They were like, and I am understanding. I could see maybe if you might possibly get sued for not going to hosting or something like that. So I would have just made sure she was okay. And I was told, didn't even get out of the car to like they were very obviously distraught about the situation, but they were also very late to their hosting and probably the hosting that they had as well. So it was, to me, it was just like,
I understand being in contract and like people will pay you maybe a little sum up front or whatever the case may be. I don't give a fuck though.
Yeah.
Like, that is a big deal. Like, you know what I mean?
And I agree.
One of them could have went.
One of them could have went for sure. But I mean, I can guarantee you're paying for both.
I that's crazy. Right.
Wasn't it? Okay. So that's why
is she mad?
I don't know. I don't really know, because, I mean, she also is very understanding as well. Yeah. It could have just been like, I don't know the ins and outs, because I would be
very mad at you.
But the fact that, like, yeah, no, I 1,000%.
What the hell? Yeah, no.
I would be upset too, but I literally was just like.
Anything could have happened to her. She could have had to get her stomach pumped.
Yeah.
Like, she could have accidentally been roofied or something and nobody knew, and that was the reason why she was so messed up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't play that shit.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking when you're like, oh, she seemed fine, and then all of a sudden she's like messed up. I'm like, oh, that sounds weird.
She did have one person with her in the hospital. It would have been crazy if they left her by herself. If it was just them three, like, would have left herself out of the hospital. Nobody would have known anything.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, this is not just your homegirl. This is your best friend.
Yeah. So I was just in this, like, I agree. I said the same thing. I was just like, there's no amount of money on my friends. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, like,
I can be understanding from both perspectives, but me personally, I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
I remember when I got in a wreck, like, literally, like, 10 years ago when I first came to LA, and I had, me and Peasy had this, like, gig or whatever, and it was a very, like we were in gowns, you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of gig. It was, like, so I forgot what it was for. It was an award or something that we were doing. Like, I don't know what it was, but literally, I got in a wreck. I literally called her. I was in a neck brace.
What?
I was in a neck brace.
In LA?
In LA. This is when I first came out. I had a neck brace on. Mommy, you remember that? I had a neck brace. I had stitches in my head. Like, literally, I called.
What did you hit your head on?
The car. I had an accident, a real life accident.
Oh my God.
I will never forget. I don't know what happened. I think I probably called her. I texted her, but I was like, I'm fine. You need to go get your money or whatever. Mm-hmm. She stood by me the entire time. Yeah, like, and those things, you remember when somebody is staying there and who has your best interest, who has your literal back, regardless of what. She missed out on a bag.
I told you, I quit. Remember, I told you the story about how that one time I almost died in New Orleans, and I quit talking to one of my very close friends for many, many years because I technically accidentally overdosed off of Adderall, Red Bull, and Mucinex.
Yeah,
random ass combo. Never would think that anything would like be insane. And they left me at the hospital by myself. And the doctor was like,
"You don't ever leave somebody in the hospital by themselves.
Yeah, you need some new friends for sure."
But you literally remember those things. And I'm just like, I was so grateful in that moment. And it's just like, I could not even fathom that situation.
Well, speaking of friendships, what are three friendship icks? Is that it?
Oh, no. We got to do the question of the day.
Oh, I forgot we have the question of the day. I'm just messing up the little.
You are.
Sorry.
Read it.
I forgot.
Question of the day. What's the key to having a genuine friendship? And is some girl, NY Izzy Les, asked that.
What? NY Lizzie and Les?
She knows she is who asked it.
Okay. What do you think?
The key to having a genuine friendship is, I feel like, first and foremost, you have to be a genuine friend. Right. You can't have ill intentions. Right. You have to be a little selfless sometimes, but also have boundaries. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the main important thing to me is why I feel like I have maintained good friendships is because I've been a good friend. And, like, you know, it's a draw sometimes. Sometimes people are just bad people, mm-hmm. but I feel like you have to have discernment. But the most part to me is just being a good friend first, you know?
I would say loyalty is a big one, yeah. especially for me. I feel like you need to be loyal to my soil and I will be loyal to yours. Yeah. Like, when it comes to other people outside, men, mm-hmm. anything, just loyalty, period. Non-negotiables, I feel like I need you to be genuine. Yeah, like you said, like yeah. genuine. Definitely just be a genuine friend, have no ill intentions. And I don't know, hopefully be funny. Can I get some laughs?
Facts. I need a good laugh. All yeah. of my friends would have a little bit of humor to them. I'd be like, wow, you really said that? Right. That's funny. You are by far the funniest.
Period. But I know.
Literally by far the funniest. But I feel like an ick for me or non-negotiable like a friendship ick to me is that if I just meet you and I'm knowing too much of all of your friends' business already.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Saying?
I can't stand
that. No.
I'd be questioning. I'm like.
No. When you talk shit about your other friends. I am paying attention to that. Yeah. Like, I understand if me and Shy are dealing with something with a friend and we're talking shit to each other, whatever, which we don't even really talk shit about our friends like that. But if you're just a friend, like, you're just a regular, degular yeah. friend,
and, you and you're talking shit. Your best friend business, baby, I don't trust you at all.
I will never trust you. Remember me and Millie talked about that. The girl who introduced us
would talk
shit about all her best friends. Mm-hmm. And we're like, hold on, something they adding up. Something they adding about up, me too.
You the problem.
Right, you the problem at this point. Mm-hmm. Fact, 100%, I agree. So that's it for me.
Yeah, I feel like the same with that. I that's a thing. And then also, someone who's too eager beaver around men. I can't stand that. Oh. I really cannot stand that boy crazy shit. After a certain age, it's just like, I seen this thing on Sex and the City when it was basically saying, at 25, that was cute, but at 32, it's just pathetic.
Girl, I just made a post on Finsta about that because it was about, like, why you keep letting these dudes dog you like you too grown for that. But, no, same thing, like, I can't do fanned out. Like, you can't be fanned out.
Yeah, over men or just in general?
Famous people.
In general is embarrassing, too. It'd be like, all
in
right.
In general.
I mean, if it's Beyonce, I can understand it. But anybody else?
Yeah, Beyonce, I can understand it. But, like, anybody else, like, tighten up.
Yeah, tighten it up.
I don't want to bring you around nobody if you're going to be like, oh, my God, is that?
Oh, my God, literally.
Oh, my goodness.
And in LA, you can be it. Right. It happens so easily.
Yeah. Don't tell nobody, oh my God, you love them so much.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well,
if that's
I'm not going to lie. When I first came out here.
What? Your country little self was fan.
No. I was never like that. I've always been, I've always been too cool for school. I've always been chill. But I definitely did let Chris Brown know. And I've been in personal settings with him so many times.
I did a little more than let him know.
No. But no, I definitely was just like. I was like, I literally was like, I had you on my door.
Okay, that's hella fucking funny.
Literally, I was just like, I was like, I've loved you since I was 16.
See, I've never did that though.
I did do that. He was like, thank you, sweetheart, I appreciate it. And then later on, he was like, what's up with you?
Yeah, no, I never. But I was told him that though.
And I'm so stupid, I turned him down.
Girl, you should have seen what was popping.
No, should have keep it on popping. Literally.
Oh my God,
but
I hope
Chris
doesn't
see that. That's why I'm really solid and really faithful because I turned down Chris Breezy. No, I'm just kidding.
But
he probably be like, bitch, I ain't never try you. Right. But you know, you be knowing.
Nah.
He wouldn't. But, he no, literally, honestly, 16-year-old me should have done it just because. But, you know.
This girl swore she put 3 bundles in this wig, baby. This too. I could tell something thin. You say neat. I'm used to 5 bundles in my head. I don't do skin.
And that's why it be thicker than a helmet.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But anywho, so you went and watched Baby Reindeer.
I wanted to do a recap on this because you talked about it.
I was telling her for so many days, watch Baby Reindeer. Watch
Baby Reindeer.
And then she hit me up and was like, okay. Loved it.
Okay, so if y'all haven't watched it yet, we're about to give spoiler alerts because we're about to talk about the whole thing. So we're going to talk about it all the way through.
Plug
so
your ears or pause this, go watch it and come back.
And fast forward if not. Yeah. But literally insane. It was. Yeah. At first, okay, what made it crazy is that it's a true story and it's about the actor. Mm-hmm. It is literally about him. The one who's acting it, it is him. It is his story. Yeah, I know that. I didn't know that.
I told you it was based on a true story.
Yeah, but you didn't know, you didn't tell me that it was the actor. The level of vulnerability that takes.
He looks like a baby reindeer.
He looks like a baby reindeer. You have a good Scottish accent.
You know, I'm really good at accents. It's because of my autism.
Okay.
I'm not joking. It really is.
The autism. Autistic.
The autism. The system of autism.
Literally, at first it started off a little slow for me. And the first thing I want to say is that in the beginning, as being a bartender, where he messed up was if somebody is coming there and being a regular and they not tipping, I'm not going to be nice to you.
I'm crying.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm never going to
be nice
to you.
He said he felt bad for her.
I don't give a damn.
And also, it's a different country, baby. It's not America. They're not as money hungry and broke as us. So they not thirsty for tips.
I'm going to literally be like, where are you going? Right. I was like, all right, you're going to have to start paying. I remember this little creeper used to come in Penthouse all the time. This like white guy with like half his head missing and like half his bald head. Like just, and it was scraggly.
Oh my God. You know what I just realized?
What?
We're not doing camera switching.
Oh, you know why though? Because you know,
guys, I was like, oh my God, you're going to be so mad.
No, I literally didn't. When we got the sessions, I didn't pick camera switching because shout out to the engineers, but they be pissing us off.
Yeah.
With the way that camera switching be. So we love y'all, but
not worth the money.
It's
sometimes.
Not worth the money. We be adding extra $100 on to sessions with 3 cameras and all that. So that's why.
No shade.
We're here, you guys. Just one-on-one with us. So.
But anywho, Baby Reindeer. Yes, it is him. I did get very emotional on the
episode
sexual assault scenes were very emotional. And I am not a victim of sexual assault. That I consider sexual assault, whatever. I think all women have been dealt with something a little rapey once or twice. But that was emotional. I think it was emotional for me. Like, I literally cried because the way he was like, I just kept going back.
Yeah.
That resonated with me. Like, dealing with abusive situations, like going back and going back. And it's like hard because it's like, you know, you kind of, not you want something from the situation, but it's like, I don't know. You just don't realize how fucking serious it is. You get what I mean?
And to literally be groomed and to continue to like be tormented by that, but continue to go back. It just was very sad. You know what broke me?
What?
Was when his dad was like, I was laying down. His dad was like, I was raised in a Catholic church. I was like, oh.
Like, he was sexually assaulted too. And, you know, a lot of men do get sexually assaulted. They do not come out about it. Yeah. And you know how we even was talking when Chapa was on the episode. Boys be losing their virginity like 7 years old. Yeah. And it's like that. You're a victim.
You're a victim for sure. Victim. And you know what else was crazy to me? The questioning his sexuality after that happened. And it is so vulnerable, you guys. And it does start a little slow because I'm like, but it everything starts to explain itself around episode 4.
Yeah.
And it just is really, it made me cry.
I just saw him. He did like some interview or something. It popped up on my TikTok and it reminded me so much of when I was writing my books because he was like, when I was filming this show, I was having to relive this trauma and I would have to take breaks. And I literally would have to take breaks writing my book. Like, I would be writing this shit. I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be cool. It's going to be straight. Yeah. No. For days, it would take a toll on my mental health. Like, I would literally be reliving, rehealing from these situations. And it's fucking intense. Like, it's very intense. And I can't even imagine having to act it out.
I was just about to, and to act it out is insane.
Right.
And I was just like, that baby. I'm sure he was probably crying on set, too.
I mean, something.
And then, but I was confused towards the end. I'm like, I feel like it was kind of a lover's relationship in a sense, but it explained
with
why
the
he
lady.
Was,
with the
it explained, and I think he actually had sex with her on the 5th episode. I don't think it was.
It was a fantasy.
Was it? Oh, it was. Okay.
It was a fantasy. He was like he had this weird ass connection to her, which I do understand because he's like, oh, finally, like, you know, I feel like I'm getting attention that I. And then he's already going through shit when he meets this lady. Mm-hmm. You don't expect to meet some psychopath that's going to affect the trajectory of your life when you're already going through some crazy ass shit. It's just like back to back.
But for 2 years was insane to me, that too. Is and crazy. I'm like, dang.
Well, I'm
imagine
happy
you
for
a stalker for that long.
Oh my goodness, hell!
I was even scared.
Right? No, literally, we were scared. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, it's just amazing that he was able to come out of this and like do this show on Netflix, and people are able to recognize like how the show is great. Like it could have been done terribly, you know, but it was done so well.
And it was well written.
Right. And it's just really like, it's amazing to go through that and then get something that you can really like cherish from it. Cause I mean, I feel the same way about my books. Like I'm like, you know what? I went through all this stuff, but like, I'm happy that people can read it and be like, you helped me with this. Yeah, or like, I resonated this way, you know? So.
Yes. Was it therapeutic for you?
It was definitely therapeutic for me. Why are you laughing? Because Miss Cynthia. Yes, it was hard to write the books, definitely, but it definitely was therapeutic for sure. Like you got, and it's like, and your own therapy. Rewarding afterwards. Yeah, it's your own therapy. It's like, I didn't have to pay nobody for this. I went through it myself and like got through it. Now that shit don't affect me no more because I got through it.
To
like,
have that good of a memory as well, I'd be forgetting what I did. Two days ago, I do too. Versus like 2 years.
You know, I have a bad memory. You know, I have a bad memory. You really do. Actually. I have a bad memory, so I would have to really sit there and be like, okay. Let me sit down, re-remember.
I'd be questioning my memory, like, did this really happen? And I'd be texting my sisters when certain things happen. I'd be like, did this happen? Do y'all remember this?
Right.
And then, like, I'm glad I got a lot of them because two of them will and two of them won't. So I'm like, all right, it's fair playground.
There was times when I would have to hit people up and be like, you're like this time and da-da-da-da. Yeah. Like, I would have to get people's opinions about stuff because, like, I don't want to lie about anything or anything like that. But, I have a terrible, terrible memory. Really bad.
I be feeling like her damn assistant sometimes. I'm like, I said it's at 5 o'clock.
I fear that I will have dementia because I really do have such a bad memory.
I be thinking my parents getting older. I'd be like, what if one of them get dementia?
Don't say that.
I know. Really scares me. That is very terrifying. Things like that scare me very much. Yeah. That's why I be praying every day. I hope they have a heavy heart, a healthy head.
All right. but yeah, no. So baby reindeer, rate it.
I'll rate it. You have to be in the mood for Baby Reindeer.
Emotional.
You have to be in the mood for Baby Reindeer. I will give it a good 9 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. I personally think it was a 10 out of 10.
I was confused a little bit. I was like, is this a comedy? Am I supposed to be laughing? I'm supposed to be crying? I didn't even know at certain points.
Yeah. Sorry.
What, you took a picture?
I took a picture of your dumbass F because I'm posting that. I want people to see that backwards F and see what I be talking about.
It's easy.
But rap beef?
With all the rap beef going on, one of the hot topics, who got the hottest rap beef?
Wait, who's rap beefing right now?
Oh my God, do you not know?
Apparently not. Who's beefing?
Everybody from Drake, Drizzy Drake, Metro Boomin, Future. Future got two albums about disses. Future and Metro got two albums about disses. Rick Ross got a diss against Drake. Who? Kendrick Lamar got a diss against Drake. And J. Cole.
Who's the root of the problem?
From the rooter to the tutor. No, get your bias out of it. Get your bias.
Who y'all think the issue is?
I think they're just ganging up a little on Drake, but I wasn't even talking. I do.
They're
not, I think
that ganging
Drake,
up on that man.
They are ganging up on him.
Okay.
How you know? Do you know an inside scoop that we don't know about? Tell us the tea.
No, I don't.
Well, you don't know. To me, it just seems like they hating that because Drake cannot be stopped. Drake is that artist that everybody can play and they feel comfortable. Like, Caucasians don't be too stressed about it.
Amazing music, like, great. We'll never let it go.
I do love Future too. Future started a lane of his own in his rap career and his rap music and everything
Definitely.
So I will give him credit to that. But I more so was talking about the most recent one with R&B legend Chris Brown and Quavo.
Yeah. Oh my God, I seen that. Chris went in, bro.
Quavo just dropped something today.
We just
today
said something about Chris. That's funny.
He just dropped something today and I haven't heard it back. But I am confused at why. I don't know how Quavo would feel, but to me, if I was a rapper, I'd be like, I really got beef with an R&B nigga right now. Like, I'm confused at what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
I mean, he did body him on that diss, though.
Who started it first?
Because it's just very direct. I don't know, but you know what? I didn't even know that they were beefing for so many years. Like, I just don't be paying attention to none of that shit.
Chris probably be mad about Quavo dating some girls that he's probably been with before. But I will say one thing that was very notable, and that I think people are really, this is something that else is in the social media world, that people are comparing Sweetie to Meg Thee Stallion, because Sweetie has had a roster, because Chris Brown said on the diss that he was like, I effed your B while you were still with her, y'all were still together. Mm-hmm. And like, everybody's giving Sweetie her props, and I want to say something about that, because I'm kind of actually fed up. I really am. I'm fed up with how Sweetie is just getting this like pass, and like Meg Thee Stallion was dragged through the effing mud for literally doing the same thing. But one thing I will say, quiet hoes be getting more respect. I feel like Meg Thee Stallion came out was like big old freak, big booty, big old treat. You know what I'm saying? I feel like owning up to it to me is more admirable than being a quiet, secretive sneaky slut. Ho. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you've been named to too many men who have been in relationships. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Allegedly.
And but, marriages.
And right? marriages. Allegedly. But it's just like, at this point, how long are we going to let this shit ride?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I definitely think that people pick and choose on that topic. And we could all say a lot about the topic living in LA.
Yeah. But personally, I mean, whatever. I don't know the girl personally either, but I know a personal situation where I have heard personally that she has known someone and avidly and actively lied about talking to the person she knew, boyfriend. So I don't trust that. I don't respect that. That is a friendship ick. That is a woman ick. That is a girl ick on every single level. And it's like,
it is definitely, just continue to do that. It is definitely not like, it doesn't give girls girl to sit there and be trifling.
Yes.
Be a liar, to sleep with people's boyfriends, husbands.
Yeah.
And to continuously do that. I mean, there's a lot, but,
and they're saying it's the colorism as well. They're saying because Sweetie's light skin and Meg's dark, so Meg get dragged. I think Megan just got dragged more because she was kind of more vocal about it. And I honestly do agree to a certain extent how Sweetie handles it, but to me, it's just still trifling.
Yeah,
it's definitely all trifling. I agree. Like I'm more the type of like, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but it's like, to me, I'm gonna dismiss certain allegations. Like if there's a rumor about me sleeping with somebody, man, somebody, husband, I'm gonna be like, that ain't a part of my.
Well,
team.
You can't dismiss what's true,
and that's the sad part about it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns, beautiful gowns. Have you heard that saying?
No.
Where they say, where they're like, well, what do you think about this? And she's like, beautiful gowns, beautiful gowns.
Who said that?
I think it was like Aretha Franklin.
Mommy, we can hear you. I'm crying. What are you doing? Like, yes, you distract me. I'm crying.
Yeah, but I don't know. It could be colorism. It could be.
I don't think it's that.
It could be because Meg came out the gate swinging like big old freak, big baby, you know, whatever the case may be. Personally, I feel like women should be able to sleep with whoever they want. But I also feel like, don't be trifling and a skeevy little skank and like cross up other women and like not be a girl's girl and like do everything for like for these like the male attention. It's just like opportunist, like
especially if you're single. I am all for sexual fluidity. Yeah, sleep doing with whatever you want. Sleep with whoever you want. We are all about women's rights and wrongs, but not when it comes to doing it over other women.
We're all for women's rights and wrongs, but at the end of the day, be a girl's girl, be a woman's woman. Like, don't sleep with nobody, man, husband, boyfriend, like
even as a get back, that don't even seem
a get back, bro, like that shit. And we can't really get too deep into the details, but just know they there, so keep it cute. Anywho,
I think she should be getting dragged a little more, honestly. Yeah, I don't, giving her props for it.
There's a lot of people that need to get more dragged than they do, but
like,
people,
who else?
No, I'm just saying people pick and choose.
Oh yeah.
People definitely pick and choose. Like, literally today, I'm on scrolling on TikTok, and this fucking boy who I constantly, this boy who I do see on my timeline, he's like Blazing or some shit. He constantly makes videos about Blazing and mixed and all the time. He had responded to like one of our little clips from our little colorist conversation, whatever. As the people like to do, they love to bandwagon when it's a hot topic and we can like misconstrue the message. But I'm just like, people just pick and choose. Like,
what
you
did
know?
He say?
Hey, I honestly don't even want to talk about it. But
how are you gonna bring it up? And I don't know about it.
No,
I'm just saying
he was talking about what we were talking about, like kind of like trying to like play with us and drag us or whatever. Oh. And I was just like, y'all just pick and choose who you want to pick at. You get what I mean? But like, there's really people that y'all who are not the best of people that you could pick at, but y'all just pick and choose and bandwagon and like are sheep over who can we pick at now. And oh, everybody's against this person. Let's be against them. So honestly, that's why people pick and choose.
Yeah. I think that the way that she is handling it is smarter in a sense, but it's just like,
it's definitely a way to avoid
things. But I am more of an ownership type of person. Like, if I did it, that's what I'm saying. You would never be able to blackmail me, because if you seen me doing what I did, I would be like, I did it. If I did
not
do it,
people know in LA, people know what be going on. Yeah. So it's like, whatever.
It's a small
but
world.
It is annoying when the world don't, but it's a lot of people. Like I even said on that one episode,
LA's
like
small.
Yeah. It's like how on that one episode, I was like, there's a lot of abusers in Hollywood and in LA, and like people in the real world, like they don't know. So like they'll be fans of like these big ass celebrities who are literally disgusting human beings. So it's just what comes with it, honestly. And like nobody ever wins when they put everybody on blast. So what's the fucking point? Anywho,
what else?
Oh, you want to talk about Lil Uzi Coachella outfit?
I want to talk about that because obviously JT is an avid supporter of Lil Uzi
and her
Lil
man, Uzi,
her man, her man, her man, which I completely agree with and support all the way. Like, support your man, they, them. But,
sorry, I was just about to say that.
But literally, to me, it's like, okay, he was Vogue in the first round. I think, you know what's very weird, especially coming from me? I do not think Uzi is gay. I think that
I don't think he's gay either.
Exactly. A lot of people be like, he gay, he doing too much. But I think he's just very, like, himself. And I've met him in person, too. And he was very much who he was. I was hella tall on some heels. I'm not even lying to you. I did not see him when I bumped into him because I am so much taller.
He's small.
Literally very small. Bodyguard, bodyguard, him.
I'm
walking in between two people to rush to the bathroom. I full flip body bump. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He does like this. It's okay. And walks away like little skippy skip. And I'm like, oh, all right,
he's
cool.
Cute.
So cute. But I still, it's just like, I don't think he gives gay at all. But to me, I'm like, as a woman in a relationship with him, when is it too much?
I'm not going to lie. I love that shit. I love that rock star shit. Like, I love that. So he's an artist. So it's different. Like, you know, like, I love that. I can't even say nothing
about it. So you wouldn't
it.
Tell your man, you wouldn't be like, all right, maybe not wear the devil horns or something like that. Or the little Hermes purse out. For what? No. I feel like sometimes people be doing like a gay grab just to get publicity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that you definitely feel that way. But I like that type of stuff. Like, I like how Prince was very...
And I love that Prince was
how,
like that.
What's his name? Who I'm thinking basketball player. Why can't I think of his name right now?
Denzel Jones. No. I mean, no, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Love the Dennis Rodman stuff. I like stuff like that. Like, I like artsy fartsy stuff like that.
And I can't deny it. If I were to be dating someone who is that artsy fartsy, I don't know how long I'd be able to last, because I would literally try to change everything about him.
Yeah.
I would be like, please don't wear that purse out. Yeah. Don't paint your nails
don't wear that
color.
Purse out.
Don't wear that purse out. It's mine, babe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. People will try to bash me over the head for my own opinion about it. But
no,
you
can have your own opinion.
Exactly. But but to me, it's just like, I love the support, but I'm like, is there a limit when your man is doing that? I loved and respected Prince because I'm like, I just feel like he had a rotation of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a rotation of women, had the blouses and the purses. You know who reminds me of him?
Who? Huh? Oh, yeah.
Literally.
I love how we be like this. To say a name.
Literally, but RC Farsi, and I've been there. I've dated those.
He's not even that off the hinges.
Yes, I've dated, and that's the thing about it. I've dated artsy fartsy before. Like, I've done that. I just knew that it wasn't for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just like kind of dating like a 5'7 guy. Like, I know that's not for me. I can do it, but look, I can do it, but I know it's not forever. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really care. Well, because you're tall as hell. You're a stallion. If I date a 5'7 guy, I'm still shorter than him.
Yeah, no, and honestly, 5'7 men will approach me way.
They trying to climb that tree.
And you know what's crazy? Their main argument when I be like, no, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Right. You're just too short. They'd be like, is it too short? I'd be like, yes. They'd be like, we all the same height in the bed. Actually, no, we're not, because I've actually laid with a 5'7 guy and his toes was around my knees while twiddling my little knees, and we're supposed to be playing footsie.
It's not happening. It's no reason tall women do not have, if you want to go ahead, but tall women do not have.
It's women like you taking all the tall men away and giving
us
the option.
Girl, my man only 6 foot.
Okay, yeah, that's better. When you dating the 7 foot guy, I can't stand
I'm not gonna lie, I have dated a man who was like 7'1".
Yeah, look, you gotta get a meal.
He was too big though. He was too big.
Yeah, I'd be like, you a little pervertish, huh? Dating them little short girls like that.
Nah, I mean, I do, I like tall men, but I don't be pressed on it.
With a tall, like, Evan's a perfect height for me.
Mm-hmm. But
Evan's like 6'5".
No, I know, but I never really think about it. And then when I do see him in person, I'm like, oh, he's tall. It does make sense because you're tall as fuck. Like, y'all are both tall as hell.
Yeah, so literally, I'm like, yeah, I need that. And it's like, I feel like it's hard to make me feel like a little dainty flower in a man's arms. But, you know, he does it.
I'm crying. Yeah. I mean, I feel you. You hot?
I'm so hot and sweaty. And I don't want my hair to like frizz sweat out. I sweat out because the first thing that sweats is my forehead. Is yours?
Yeah, though.
That's what? The end of our segment.
Hey. What time is it?
Yeah, it's 6:11. We did pretty solid.
Oh, we're done.
We are. We got to do some advice though.
Yeah, let's do some advice, man.
All right. Really well. Let's see.
Did you bring more than one of these?
No. Okay. I should have brought another one, huh?
Nah, it's cool. It's all good. Indeed. I'm so hungry, Shy. You don't understand. Like, I'm starving to death. You know what? Ugh, that is... Okay. Should we just answer something random, like not our normal content? What are good apartment recommendations for LA / Beverly Hills? That's literally the advice.
I'm crying. Okay. Thanks for that. We're not going to normally answer these, but today I will say...
Just don't move to downtown.
Don't move downtown.
Yeah.
And... Don't move so far in the valley.
And don't move to West Hollywood. I love West Hollywood, but if you don't have money, don't move there.
West Hollywood is old and expensive.
Yeah, old. You're going to pay a lot of money.
You're going to pay a lot of money, and it's not updated.
Everything's old, and they feel like they can
And also, don't move to Hollywood. Well, where can you move?
Look, you can move to North Hollywood.
You can move to North Hollywood.
The Valley.
The Valley.
Glendale's great.
Glendale's good.
Burbank is cool.
Burbank is good.
But it's so true, though.
It is. I wouldn't stay in Hollywood is very centrally located. I stayed downtown before. Me personally, you know, I'm a Southern girl. Yeah. I hated downtown, but a lot of people love the outskirts of downtown, like the outskirts, like more by Olympic is a nice area to go to. Like it's closer to like the arena area.
Silver Lake is a cool area, Silver but Lake it's is also cool too. Old and it is expensive, but it's a good area. It's better than like downtown.
One of my friends right now is looking at apartments and. She ain't got no job. And I'm like, you got to be mentally prepared for this type of things because it's expensive, especially like going from no rent to paying $3,000 a month is crazy.
Yeah.
So get your funds in order. When you do move, at least have $5,000 prepared and stacked ready to go.
Mm-hmm,
period.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's our advice.
Bye, guys. Thanks Bye, for watching. Ya. Go check out the Patreon for the Japan content. Boop, boop. All right.
Great.
God, I'm so hungry, though.
Yes, cut there.